Eric Snodgrass. I'm Principal Atmospheric Scientist at Nutrien Ag Solutions.
We're here at the Indiana CCA Conference. Tell me a little bit about your talk and some of the things you hope people took away.
Yeah, so I want to talk about weather risk in production agriculture. And so what we did is we kind of looked a little bit at history, kind of learned some lessons, and then we took a stab at looking forward. But remember, it's December, so we can't look out to next growing season. But we tried to understand what we should expect to see in a growing season that could either give us a great crop or a crop failure. And so we kind of walked through the meteorology of that and what people should be paying attention to and how to kind of digest that information, because it can be a lot and it can be confusing and there are a million sources for weather. So we want to just kind of distill all that down into some simple principles about what happens when the atmosphere gets blocked up and gives us problems. So we really focused a lot on that today.
Climate change. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about some of the things you talked about.
Yeah, so what I wanted to present today is just to give people a flavor of what the longer term trends have been, because we want to know if those trends continue and what that means for, you know, agriculture across all of the Midwest. So we looked at our long-term temperature trends and our long-term precipitation trends. And climate change in this part of the world, you know, here in the Midwest, is kind of summarized by we're seeing more warmer nights. That's clearly evident in the data. And while we still have year-on-year variability, I mean, 2012's happened. We do get heat. The longer-term trend is for us right now to be not seeing the extreme heat in our afternoon temperatures. But the overnight lows are warm. The other thing is we're actually getting wetter. Our growing season is actually quite a bit wetter. And the way the precipitation is delivered is coming in much, much bigger events. And so with management, those are things that, you know, if we can manage that aspect of weather, we could continue to be year-on-year productive. And so I wanted to illustrate those points today without any of the politics.
One of the things you mentioned was if the West is experiencing fire and bad conditions, usually in the Midwest, it's a little better. So go into that a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, really the weather at the surface is really well reflected in the position of the jet stream. So if the jet stream is causing problems out West with like a huge ridge that brings in heat and drought, we're on the downslope side of that into a trough. And that generally means we're doing quite well. So the longer term trend is that the West is going more toward having those kind of summers. And if they do, we in the Midwest tend to reap the benefits. We get what we call northwest flow. We get thunderstorms when we need them, and things tend to be pretty good. So it's a rougher story out West with the longer term changes than it is here in the Midwest.
With those changes here in the Midwest, what are the implications for agriculture?
Yeah, I think the big implications are with those changes, good management of herbicides and pesticides, good water management. If we can continue to do that, we do that well. If we can continue to do that well into the future, we're going to continue to see our yield curves growing, and they're going to keep going up, and we're going to be becoming more and more productive. Where I can't say that same narrative for the rest of the world. There's going to be major changes around the world that are going to really hit agricultural sectors hard. But here in the Midwest, we've got the soil, we've got the rain, and we don't have a mountain chain blocking us to the south. That really helps out quite a bit. And therefore, I think we have the potential to really do some amazing things moving forward.